You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Think or Swim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Think or Swim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started.
The most interesting thing in tech, my God, there was a crazy security breach at Twitter. It started yesterday afternoon when Elon Musk and other accounts started tweeting out things like, hey, I've decided to be generous. Send $1,000 to this Bitcoin address and I'll send back $2,000. It spread to crypto accounts, tech executives, spread to Mike Bloomberg and Joe Biden, Barack Obama. The Apple corporate account was hacked. It became very clear quickly that this wasn't because of lax security. I'm quite confident that Barack Obama uses two-factor authentication. The number of accounts that were hacked, the way they were hacked, suggested very strongly that this was an inside job of some sort, that someone had either compromised Twitter's main dashboard or that someone inside of Twitter had been involved in this. As we've learned more, we don't know exactly what happened, but that does seem to be the case. It does seem to be the case that someone got access to a master control panel for Twitter and carried out this scam. A couple things about this. First of all, obviously, it's terrible. The tweets were absurd. I can't imagine sending $1,000 to a Bitcoin address because Bill Gates said he would send me back $2,000. But, of course, some people did. But we are very lucky it was not worse. Remember, Twitter is one of the key ways that information flows through the world. Presidential proclamations, near declarations of war, they could have tanked the stock market. If they did this the day of the American election, they could have imperiled democracy in this country. So it was a bad hack. It's led to a lot of people getting locked out. I am still locked out of Twitter. It has led to a mess, but we're lucky it wasn't worse. We need to figure out who did this. And Twitter, good God, how could a company with this many smart people working on issues as important as what they work on, how could they let this happen? How could there be enough people with access to the secure control panel who could be socially engineered, who could be hacked, that this could occur? Why wasn't there a circuit breaker? How come when the first one happened, there wasn't some sort of defensive mechanism that came in that slowed all tweets down or that shut down verified accounts, which is what Twitter ended up doing 2 hours later? There's a big lesson in this for Twitter, which is they need to be a lot more cautious. Ultimately, I think this is an example of one of the fundamental problems in tech, which is these platforms, most technology was built on the fundamental assumption that humans are good, that they will act in the public interest to some degree. They weren't built with the expectation that people would use them to manipulate others, to steal, to try to start wars. And that was one of the charming things about tech, but one of the fundamental problems in tech. So Twitter is going to have to do a lot of self-evaluation and have to make sure that this doesn't ever happen again. All right, see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.